60%. On the worst note, if that is not continued at that level, we're taking about 700,000 or so out of that 1/8% for maintenance on the building. Correct me if I say anything wrong. And then where we're taking out of reserves right now, last year it was 760,000. If you add that to what we're taking out annually, then how long will your 5 million last? How many years? If we don't have another means of income, and until that time, well, we always want to be conservative, but until that time, in my opinion, we've got to be very conservative, good stewards of the people's money, and hopefully, next November, the people will see that we're good stewards of their money, and we'll continue the traditional tax. Does either commissioner disagree with what I just said? You did bother me. You said a couple of departments might go over their budget. Did you say that?
I'm not 100% sure. I was going to talk with those and see where their line and what their expected expenditures for the rest of the year are going to be.
But you wouldn't let them go over their budget when you come through to prove up, would you? So they,
because it would be to go over their budget, they would have to get approval with the commission and talk with them to let them know what's happening. But they're working on a lot that's going to be at that expenditure mark of what they budgeted for there.
You said there's two of them, or are
the ones I'm looking at, like I said, I would actually like to get with them before mentioning the ones that I'm looking at. Or unless you guys want me to just, I know that animal control is doing quite a bit of expenditures, but I don't know where. I was going to meet with her on Tuesday and kind of get an idea of where everything's going.
Okay.
With the expenditures on animal control. And the sheriff's, the 117, is getting pretty close with expenditures, but like I said, it's all dependent on, you know, we're at 16,700 on the prisoner transport, and we've spent, the last 2 years, we spent 43 in 17 and 42 in 18, and we're budgeted 42, and we do have that 70,000 in that that radio expenditure that was not budgeted to come out of that 117, and then the
you said the radio,
the vehicle maintenance is at 11,000.
Hold on a second.
Go ahead.
Sheriff's not in here. What radio? Was that the,
was it, I'm trying to remember. The
radio, or are you talking about the,
I'm sorry,
fire alarm that we had to change it? That
no.
Didn't come out of that budget.
No, it was the, what was that? It was 70,000 expenditure out of the 117.
There was something at the end, there was something in 18 that he came, got 70,000 that was in danger of going out. And I think it had something to do with if it went out, the communication of the radios, The bill came in 19.
Oh, was it purchased in 18?
Yes. It wasn't budgeted for 19.
Now, you look at individual lines, you look at the overall budget.
I'm looking at individual lines and overall budget.
So, like animal control, that's part of the 114, isn't it?
No, it's 136.
And, of course, the overall budget's what we're
the overall budget
interested in.
Did you say 136?
136.
So that we're not wasting everybody's time out here, and I know we've got a lot of... What do we want to talk to them specifically about? That way we're not dealing with details that don't affect other officers. Unless you guys want to stay for the entire... I'm going to tell you like I told the last guy. If you want to hear me through the mic, go out in the hallway.
I think they just like to hear what's being said, and maybe they can't hear you if you mumble looking down.
I think he was teasing me about another incident that happened.
Oh.
Yeah.
So. You think he would do that?
Yes.
Well.
Anyways, what did we call all the elected officials and department heads over here for?
Well, we had said last year when we started this year that we would have like a quarterly or semi-annual or something bring up to date on the budget so that everyone understands where we're at.
So do we have something prepared for them to let them know where they're at with the budgets?
Well, when I sent the request, it shows where they were at on the budget.
Okay.
And I already sent out an email stating that after they turn in their request for their budget that I was going to go over all their budgets individually to get an idea of all the expenditures and get an idea of all the revenues projected for next year and the reasonings for this new expenditure and revenue, where those numbers are coming from.
Does anybody have, can we start some discussion? Does anybody have anything they want to say, they ask? I mean, I know Mr. Dustin, it's hard for me not to say Dub, sorry. Mr. Dustin, I mean, like your office. How are we doing with prosecutors? How are we doing with office staff? How are we doing with caseload? How are we doing with those types of things?
Well, last year we lost 3 assistants. I think I'll pay them more pay someone else. It's just going to be hard to have a good economy, find folks with more license, and have everything.
Where do we start out? What are we budgeted?
That's kind of on the trouble. When we had openings, it took us a long time. And there's no fixing that. I mean, in a lot of ways, I've talked to various prosecutors in the county to make some decisions. So that's not a change in that specific issue. But that is something that always worries me going forward with my caseload and the phone numbers that we've got and trying to keep up with it. Bring folks down, getting them trained, and then you start getting a referral number down, and then somebody leaves and bring somebody else in, your referrals go up and get behind, which of course isn't fair to the victims and things like that. But I think that's just always going to be on those.
Where are we starting out, assistant prosecutors?
$50,500.
So we are up to $50,500. And what is the from what I've heard, Christian County, Greene County, even Stone County, where do they start out at?
A little higher. I don't know the numbers in Greene County. Christian County is a little higher. Stone County, so we're in the same little stuff.
Without the caseload?
I don't know.
Don't know that? Okay.
I haven't gone through, I want to say green-headed, they've got 37 system crosses or chains. And we've got four rules. You start breaking down the number of cases for AE.
We're probably comparable to Christian County, though. Or do we have a higher caseload than Christian County?
Yeah, that's not true.
And how many systems do they have, you know?
I think they're up to 9.
And we have 4? And we have the heavier caseload.
That's not true. And like, I haven't gotten a little bit of systems. Oh, you've already been for APA.
Judge Merrill, guardian ad litem, is that a question for you or is that a question for juvenile? Where are we at on that? Because that's usually, that's one of the other ones that usually runs over, runs high.
We spent less money than we budgeted for.
Have we?
I wrote that increasing the budget that we gave to
it. Okay.
So we're going to be down. I think we asked for $25,000 last year for the 2020 budget. And that, and one of the reasons we've been able to do that was Arlene and I worked with the guardians ad litem over here, specific rules about what you build for and what you're going to be attached to do and blah, blah, blah. Just kind of bring them in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Road and Bridge, you guys still keep an eye on it, but fortunately that's a fund that we really don't have to worry about, but we need to make sure we keep an eye on it, say that. Is that fair? I'm trying to think of some of the other bigger accounts. Animal control. What? Just more animals? More services required by the cities? Is it county?
Well,
where's the expenses coming from?
Yeah, we have more animals this year at this time than we had last year at this time. We're on trend to look at over 1,200 animals this year. Continues at the level.
And are they county animals or municipality animals?
Are
they, is it more county? Is it more municipality?
Then theirs are reimbursed, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we've got some footage of the shelter for the washing machine.
And those are things that the city of Branson said they'd be more than willing to pay for half. Is that correct? In our, maybe not this year, but last year. In previous conversations, they have said, hey, we want to make sure that we step up to the plate. And they set aside certain funds every year to take care of some of those things.
So we're about to get a new washer, correct?
Did
we get it? But it's probably not come through accounts payable yet, has it?
Pardon?
Has it came through accounts payable yet? So it's not reflecting your budget just yet. And
now, is that something that should go through the equipment or no? Or is equipment specifically for computers and...
As you said earlier, I believe that's probably a discussion that the commission would have in budget. I would think animal control, everything in animal control, but I just said, is that a discussion you want to have in budget? You want
to
have it now?
So,
okay. I would think animal control, everything that's in there, due to the municipalities coming in, using the facility, and we billing and everything, I think everything in animal control should be in animal control. Is my opinion.
How's juvenile doing?
Juvenile said you have to reduce costs on coordinating because you've got contracts to be used for juvenile care and providing money. And then one of the things that makes it similar to Justin mentioned being that one person. So,
haven't we always been down?
We were down 1, 2, and now we've seen a rise in those human cases for our population. The number of adults are getting more than the number of cases.
You can't say referrals. What is that?
You can't get referrals from law enforcement for the agency or status offenses, but what's happening is getting more abuse. Hotels in Branson. So we're actually getting emergency referrals for the
Will juveniles see